What's going on, y'all? And good morning on this day, Wednesday, October 2nd. This is your Clap Your Hands morning update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on. And of course, one thing to think about as you go about your day, thinking about Sixers basketball. It's your boy, James Jackson. I've been here now for, what is this, day 8? We're going on of Daily Pods, also officially more than 7 calendar days. I'm going to say more than a weekend, but we're already more than a weekend. But I guess calendar-wise, calendar days, more than a weekend. We're 8 days into these Daily Pods. You guys have been rocking with me every step of the way, and I appreciate it. Make sure you're following me at JimmyJ23 on Twitter. Make sure you're following the podcast at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter, because we're rocking and rolling here, y'all. Like, it's Sixers basketball just gets that much closer and closer, and we've been just so ready and geared up for it as we get to it. So you guys know how I do with these Daily Pods. The rundown is the same as follows. I'll go through the schedule. I'll go through any injury updates that we have, general news, whether that's Sixers or Sixers related, pseudo Sixers news, as I like to call it. And then when we take a break on the other side of that break, I get into the one thing I'm leaving you with to think about as you go about your day, thinking about Sixers basketball. We've been doing something on the other side of that break, a little bit of analysis too. So I'll keep that theme and I'll let you guys know what the analysis is on the other side of that break. But first of all, we got to get to the schedule. The schedule has been the same. It's going to be the same until next Monday, which isn't that far away, right? 5 days away. That's the countdown. The countdown is at 5 days until Sixers basketball, when they come back home from the Bahamas, where they're currently in for training camp, and take on New Zealand Breakers of the NBL at the Wells Fargo Center. Like I said, that's next Monday night. So from now until then, they're in the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, for training camp. Today was the first day of training camp, and we'll get into that in just a second on what I thought about training camp. But that's the schedule, and until Monday, nothing is going to change, y'all. So we'll skip through injuries because, again, there's been no injuries. We went through a day of training camp yesterday for the first day, and there was no injuries, nothing to come out of training camp that we need to know of. So that's good, man. It's just stay healthy until the season starts. How about that? Can we do that? That would make a lot of us very happy. If we all can just stay healthy until the season starts, no surprise injuries pop up. It's me knocking on wood. So hopefully that happens, right? And I'm not going to speak too much more about that. Don't want to put any bad negative energy or any juju in the air. So no injury update to go on before that. So let's get to the news. Because the news for yesterday had everything to do with Media Day that happened on Monday. And I think we talked about a lot of our Media Day findings and our observations. I talked about it in the Daily Pod yesterday. And then if you were listening to Elliot and I talk about it in a main podcast, he put his touches on my Media Day observations and the National Media Day observations. So make sure you guys are going to check out that podcast too, because Elliot hopped on and gave a very good perspective on what he's heard about the Sixers. But no more Media Day stuff, because I think we talked about that enough. I want to get into some of the reports, mainly just run report, that came out from the first day of training camp, because I think it's very noteworthy, right? So I think I want to start right here. So it seemed that Nick Nurse came out and was establishing the tempo on day one of training camp. And I heard a new phrase from him and the Sixers, right? They call it something, hashtag, quote unquote, the ball wins. Right. That's their phrase. That's their mentality. That's their mantra for at least training camp, but it may be for the season. It seems like the Sixers have an emphasis on playing hard each possession, like possession in and possession out. And I know you guys are thinking when you hear me say that, but like they're going to play hard every possession. Like that's the bare minimum for a team. I hope they play hard and play hard every possession. And yes, like you want your stars, you want your team to play hard every possession, to give their all, quote unquote, every possession. But it's the emphasis into the exact points of what they're doing and like winning the little battles within each play to help them overall stack those and come out to a victory at the end of the game. So the quote unquote hustle stats you hear in the NBA, right? The loose balls, the deflections, the offensive rebounds, the steals, those kind of things. It seemed like that is what an emphasis came to be on for day one of training camp, is making sure that intensity is high, that attention to detail is high, and we're getting all of those 50-50 balls. If there's a loose ball, the ball on the floor, I want it to go the Sixers' way. So it's funny because a lot of the media day comments, especially from reporters, were commenting on the Sixers' age, right? The age of Joel Embiid as he starts to get up there. The age of all the big-time acquisitions that we got, Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Eric Gordon, all on the plus side of 30. So to go from that at media day and then to hear Nick Nurse, the day one of training camp, say, hey, this is our MO. This is what we're going to hang our hat on as a team. This is what we're going to emphasize day one of training camp. It's like, oh, like that might be a different mindset than a lot of us thought we was going to have, right? Like that might shock a lot of people. It's a pleasant surprise to me, right? It shows that intensity, not just intensity, is a focal point, but urgency from the start. Like we're not going to just kind of be lackadaisical as we go into this season, right? We're not going to kind of just ease our way into the season. Mm-mm. We're hitting the ground running, right? We're high motor from game one. And I think that's a good thing. Like, I think that allows, and it may allow the Sixers to come out and like punch a team in the mouth, right? To get on top of a team early, to really swarm a team if they're all over diving for loose balls, getting deflections, getting offensive rebounds. If they're doing all that from the start, a team might be, oh, I wasn't expecting this from the Sixers, right? And maybe this is an idea that the team really started to adopt last year. And, you know, I took a look at the NBA's hustle stats from a season ago, both individually and team-wise, to see where the Sixers ranked. And man, we're all in on these stats. Like it's clear that this is something that Nick Nurse brings over as the Sixers head coach. This isn't something that just started now or just started this year. Like that's an idea that Nick Nurse brought over, because when you look at where the Sixers ranked last year in these hustle stats, I mean, like Sixers all over the boards. So Kelly Oubre led the league in deflections last year individually as a player. Kyle Lowry was second in that category. Joel Embiid led the league overall in loose balls recovered. Maxi was third in that category overall. Joel Embiid led the league in offensive loose balls recovered. Maxi was second in that category. Embiid was eighth in the league in defensive loose balls recovered. Kelly Oubre was ninth in the league in defensive loose balls recovered. Kelly Oubre and Kyle Lowry were both top 15 in charges taken last year. Not something that's new to Kyle Lowry, but I'm glad to see that Kelly Oubre was adopting that mentality too. 14th to Kyle Lowry's 15th. Embiid was second in the league in two-point shots contested last year. Not really surprising considering he's one of the best paint protectors, one of the best rim protectors in the league. Kelly Oubre was top 10 in three-point shots contested last year, right? So getting a hand up on three-point shots, that's important. The three-point shot is one of the most important, if not the most important shot in today's NBA. So a guy who is willing to get out there, long contest on these rebounds or on these shots, I mean, and not give up on a play, that's good. I like that. Embiid was fourth in overall shots contested last year, two and three-pointed. So that's just individually. And you might be thinking like, okay, I get a player here and there that commits on a certain stat. That doesn't mean that as a team we're doing it. That's not true, my friends. Deflections as a team, deflections, Sixers ranked first last year. Offensive loose balls recovered, they ranked second last year. Defensive loose balls recovered, they ranked fourth last year. Overall, loose balls recovered, offensive and defensive, second in that category. Charges drawn as a team, seventh in that category. Contested two-point shots, first as a team. Overall contested shots, first as a team. The only hustle stat that we were outside of the top 10 in last year was three-point contested shots. I don't love that, right? That's not one to be outside of the top 10 in, considering what I just said, how prevalent the three-point shot is in the NBA. I don't like that Kelly Oubre was the only guy really showing that effort to close out and contest three-point shots. But every other hustle stat, we are in the top 10, and every other one besides charges drawn, we're in the top 5. Right? So this is a team who gets after it. This is a team who shows hustle, shows fight on a play in and play out basis. And I'm going to go back to, once again, you guys telling me that there's not a lot of dogs on this team. Those are all hustle stats. And to me, that's what dogs do, is they go and do the dirty work. They go and do the hustle things. They go do the extra things. Sixers are doing a lot of those extra things as a team. And it's good to see that among the individuals doing these things, I see Maxey in a lot of these categories. I see Embiid in a lot of these categories, right? I see Kelly Oubre in a lot of these categories. These are our core players that are willing to do these extra things, willing to go and make the hustle plays that are needed to bring things home. So it's clear that's a mindset that Nick Nurse has brought in. High motor, high intensity all the time. That's what we need from Embiid, our MVP, all the way down. And I like that it's showing up tangibly on the stat sheet too. So good job for Nick Nurse for continuing that campaign into his second year of coaching and starting it day one of training camp so we can pick up where we left off last season with these hustle stats. So that's the news that I have for you guys, is the biggest report from day one of training camp from the Sixers. So I heard that being floated everywhere, as I believe PHLY got that in there. And they're not the only news outlet that I heard to make that report. So I thought it was noteworthy. And since multiple people were talking about it, I wanted to really kind of dive into it and see what's behind this, the ball wins mindset. So if you guys hear that this season, right, going through, if you guys hear that phrase being thrown around, the ball wins, you know where that comes from. And that's a real kind of identity the Sixers are going to hang their hat on. So I wanted to go through that. So I'm about to take a break. On the other side of this break, I'll get into the one thing that I want to leave you with today as you go about your day thinking of Sixers basketball. I'm not going to really continue the roster breakdown though as the way that I was doing it, but I am going to get into kind of another newcomer of the Sixers and what he can bring. And that's Gorshan Yabusele coming over from the EuroLeague and from Team France as he just played in the Olympics. And there's a very specific reason that I want to get into Gorshan Yabusele, and I'll do that on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We back. Welcome back, y'all, to this morning Clap Your Hands Sixers update, Wednesday, October 2nd. Appreciate you guys rocking with me again, as you've been doing for the past 8 days now. Man, you guys are great. I appreciate it. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at JimmyJ23. Make sure you're following the podcast at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter. Because when the season gets rolling, we're going to start dropping some pod clips. We're going to start dropping a lot more things on social media to keep you guys really in the conversation with us as we go about this Sixers season. But for now, it's time for me to really get into some breakdown and then get into the one thing I want to leave you guys with today as we think about Sixers basketball. Like I said, I'm not going to do the kind of roster breakdown in a normal way, kind of what I expect from this certain player and everything. But there is a player that I do kind of want to highlight for this second half of our morning pod today. And that's the newest international player that the Sixers picked up, Gorshan Yabusele from France. First of all, hearing my co-host Elliot Shore Parks try to pronounce Gorshan Yabusele's full name yesterday on our podcast was hysterical. Honestly, it was a lot entertaining. Like I got a lot out of just those 3 to 4 minutes of him trying to get that name right. We know he's not the best with name pronunciation, and this one's not the easiest when you first hear it, but he did get it. I give him a lot of credit. Took him about 3 or 4 tries, but he got it. There's a cadence to it. Yabusele. When you get that cadence, it's kind of easier. Gorshan, the first name can be a little tricky. Once you get that Yabusele, it kind of rolls off the tongue after that. Elliot got it after a little bit. We don't have to worry about it. He's going to be ready to go to pronounce Gorshan Yabusele when the season comes. But I did see an interesting report that led me down a whole kind of stream of thought, honestly. So I saw a report, I won't name who reported it on Twitter, because I'm not sure how much merit it has to it. But there was a report on Twitter that said Daryl Morey has been trying to sign Yabusele for three seasons now, and was able to sign him now that his contract was up overseas in the EuroLeague. And, you know, I didn't know how true this was at first. I still don't know how true this specific report is. But then I started doing some research after I heard this. And maybe, like, it may not be true, but maybe there may be some truth to it. Because once I found out that this isn't Yabusele's first stint in the NBA, then it got me thinking a little bit. He spent two seasons with the Celtics in 2018 and 2019, right? Only averaged about 2 points per game. Didn't really crack the rotation all that much. But to think that an NBA GM is familiar with this game and kind of followed him through the EuroLeague is not unreasonable. We know Daryl Morey will go through, you know, go to those type of lengths to evaluate a player. So not unreasonable that he did this with Yabusele. I don't know if I'm late to this kind of information. I don't know if it's common knowledge where kind of Daryl Morey saw Yabusele for the first time and really started inquiring within him. To be honest, when we signed Yabusele, I thought this was just because, you know, he's had a very good impressive showing against Joel Embiid and Team USA in the Olympics. For those of you guys who were kind of lucky enough, or those of you guys who were able to watch the Olympics and saw his high motor, saw his intensity, saw what he brings to the basketball court, especially against our center and Joel Embiid. Like, I thought it was Embiid kind of going back to Doc and the team and saying, hey, y'all might want to take a look at this Yabusele guy because he just gave me a run for my money down here at the Olympics. And then once they did their kind of due diligence and did their research on Yabusele, decided to sign him. Apparently not. Like, apparently this is someone that Daryl Morey has had in the radars since 2018 and 2019 and now thought this was a good time to go pull trigger and really bring him over to kind of fill up in the backup role. So, again, don't know how true that report is, but I can see where there's merit to it, okay? I can see where maybe Morey has had his eye on this guy for a little bit now. Right. And considering his skill set, too, like not just the record and the track record that he's been in the NBA, but you look at his skill set and you're like, this could be a Daryl Morey player. Right. Seems like one. At 6'9", 250, he's got the body type to really contend with power forwards and smaller centers in the league. But at 6'9", that's a good like transitional height. I can put him at a lot of places. The four makes most sense, but I can put him at the small ball five. I can put him as a big three if he shows the ability to do that. Now, the fact that he only averages 5 rebounds for his career, I don't like that, right? At 6'9", 250, you got to impact the boards a little bit more than that. And if he's got the motor and the intensity that everyone's kind of saying that he's had over in the EuroLeague, I would think you get more than 5 boards a game over there. But, you know, that's what his output is. But in terms of being able to move him around the floor, he looks like he's able to do that, right? It's probably his versatility that if he did catch Daryl Morey's eye in the past, that's what probably did catch Morey's eye. For one, for those of you that were lucky enough to catch the Olympics and the gold medal game and see his dunk on LeBron James before it was ultimately like and deleted from all human race, and no one's ever going to be able to see that footage again. And if you do, I fear for your life because LeBron and his people are probably going to come get you. If you are lucky enough to see that dunk, you saw Yabusele's ability to put the ball on the floor, to attack the rim, to get up and athletic over people and finish at the rim, right? That would catch anybody's eye, let alone Daryl Morey. And if Daryl Morey was already thinking of signing this guy, had already kind of seen and taking a liking to this guy, then that might have been the hammer in the nail right there. That might have been the nail in the coffin, the last thing he needed to see. They say, yeah, get this guy on the phone, right? Get him on the phone. He's also a really super underrated three-point shooter. I cannot believe no one's pointed these stats out yet from the fact of how well Yabusele can shoot the ball. This is where Daryl Morey. He shot 46% from three last year and 40% from three in the previous two seasons before that. Now, I know the international line is shorter, right, by about 2 feet. but 46% from three. That's noteworthy. From a 6'9", 250 guy, he shot 46% from three. There it is. Ding, ding, ding. You need to see anything more than that. That Durham Warrior was like, yes, he shot 46% from three, and he dunked over LeBron James in the gold medal game. Get that brother on the phone. Get his people on the phone. Durham Warrior called his man instantly. So, like I said, I do not know if that report is true. Please do not quote me in saying that Durham Warrior has been trying to sign Yabusele for 3 years. I do not know if that's 100% true. But it could be. Right? If it is true, it would not shock me based on all the information I just laid out to you guys. So, the one thing I want to leave you with today, as you go about your day thinking about Sixers basketball, is maybe we should adopt Daryl Morey's thinking sometimes. Because sometimes to get what you want, to find what you want, you got to think outside the box or outside the country. Right? Sometimes you got to go to unconventional ways or unconventional leagues to try to find someone who fills out your vision, to try to find the thing, the piece that you need to fill out your vision. We already heard both Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey say they expect Yabusele to impact the rotation. Now that's coach speak, because we don't really know what that means. Like, do I expect him to play really big minutes? Most likely not, but it does seem like this is someone that Daryl Morey sought after at some point, whether he sought after him in 2019 or he sought after him at the end of the Olympics. Daryl Morey went after and went and got this guy. So I don't think you would do that if you don't think that he can really come in here and like they said, impact the rotation and make a name for himself. So since they went through those methods to get somebody that's thinking outside, right? It's not too far outside the box. It's not like the EuroLeague is an untapped league that we've never seen before. But we think about the people that the Sixers have brought in the last year under Nick Nurse and the last several years under Daryl Morey. Have they been international guys? No. They haven't. So this time, Daryl Morey went outside what he's done the past couple years of the Sixers, outside the method that he's done the past couple years with the Sixers. And he went and got someone who, you know, could end up being, you know, a factor on this team, could end up, you know, having some kind of impact on this team. And I like that. If Yabusele is the last guy coming off your bench with this level of production, it's a pretty good guy coming off the end of your bench. Sometimes you got to think outside the box or outside the country. One thing I want to leave you with today as you go about your day thinking about Sixers basketball. But that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you once again for joining me for this morning clap your hands Sixers update. I'm your boy James Jackson, and I'll see you guys in 24 hours.